But that's the way it is, you know. People don't realize, you know, they think that the coyotes are coming into their area, or the deer, or whatever, the bear. It doesn't matter what the animal is. People think, they're coming into my yard now, or coming in my neighborhood. But if people don't stop and think, you know, we built houses in their bedroom, you know, or their living room. That was theirs a long time before it was ours. But we have to share, I guess. Haven't had any coyotes around here. One of my neighbors had a wolf as a pet, and people that with animal control made them get rid of it because it was in a neighborhood. And they said that you're really not supposed to have one because it's a wild animal, but they said if you were way out in the country, we'd probably let you get away with it. But since you're in a pretty tight neighborhood, you can't have it. So they took it away from them, or made them do something with it. I don't know what they did, but it's no longer with us. But we have a lot of deer, and I had a bear about a block away from me come through the neighborhood. My next-door neighbor took a picture of it from her car on her phone. So we got all kinds of animals. I don't doubt that you got them over there.
We do have them around the coyotes. They've come into this area, and if you know where I live, it's off Pelham Road near 85, that part of the world. Verde Boulevard was all wooded all along it for decades, and then they started developing, and it turned out there were a number of coyotes there. And so when they left because of building houses, a number of them went into the area next to the downtown airport, and they had some problems with them getting on the runways and such. But we've got coyotes around here. I saw one running across the front yard wide open several months ago. And driving back from Nashville Sunday, for the first time I saw a coyote on the side of the road that some car or truck had hit. He tried to cross and didn't make it. So, yeah, they're around. They're very adaptable animals. They're not scared of people. Not scared to the point of trying to live elsewhere. Now they'll keep out of sight, and they don't want us to see them from that standpoint. But they're here. They're here to stay. But anyway, so that's why we don't let any of our cats outside. I've read several places and times that one of the favorite snacks of a coyote is a house cat. So if you got any cats around Greenville, don't let them outside. Or if you do, do it short term and keep an eye on them. Anyway, that's about it from here. Derek, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for keeping the swap net going. I don't have anything up and out or in at this point, but I'm still listening. KI4DOS in the group, K4JF.
Safe trip up to Nashville and back. Joy and I used to live in Nashville, and we enjoyed our time up there. Still got our goddaughter and her husband and two kids live right outside of Nashville. And so we are planning on going up to see them one of these days soon. One other thing I meant to mention a while ago, you were talking about the coyotes and stuff. Next time you go up through the gorge and up through that way, up 40, if that's the way you go, watch out for elk. They have introduced elk back into this area, and they say they're doing real well. I don't know. Our godson-in-law, Bob, the last time they came down to Sonia's mom and dad's house in Statesville. But Bob said he saw one up there. Where he said he saw it. But they had already come through the tunnels up there, so he was on this side of the tunnels. So you might want to look out for a big old elk up through there sometime, Jim. But anyway, y'all have a good evening. Tell Rachel we said hello, and y'all take care and stay warm and stay dry. It's supposed to get a little cooler. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Hey, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. What, Al? KI4MLN. Al, you still around?
Well, Dan, I'm trying to get this noodles and sauce going. Man, that is a pain. I got this whole stupid lawnmower, man. You know, this freaking piece of junk. God. I said to my neighbor, she says, oh, it's a good mower. I can look at it. I said, well, the deck's all bent, freaking thing. I said, I ain't fixing that junk. So I said, I got to get the engine off. It's got to go 8 horse, the old MTD. So I said, so I started getting it pulling by myself. So I'm trying to get the stupid hood off and fighting with the bolts, couldn't find the wrench. And finally I got the hood off the stupid thing, and I could barely turn it. I couldn't get, so finally I got the hood off, I got the head off. And I haven't pulled the engine yet, but it looks like it's got to go 30 overs. I got to get a piston for it. Hopefully when you clear that coat, you're probably fine if you do that.
If it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any. You're going to have to tell your nephew and your brother and everybody to leave your hands off your tools. That way you'll be able to find them when you put them back in the box.
I'm going to get a couple of socket sets just for lawnmowers and stuff. And because it's hard because, they got the Mexican-American stuff mixed together. You know, they mix them together. Well, I can't do that because if I do, there's so small differences you can't tell.
And it does get aggravating that way.
Well, the thing is, the good part is I got the hood off by myself, which wasn't easy because of pain doing it. But I got it off. I didn't want to get beat up by myself, doing it by myself. And I asked the guy who dropped the mower off for parts. I said, could you guys take 2 minutes and help me out? You can get it. I said, thanks, guys. Yeah. There's no air in the tires. I said, well, they put it in the truck at least. Get it over here. I said, guys, he had an air tank. I said, he had an old propane tank. He had a real heavy duty one. He says, you think 400 pounds? I said, listen, you could put 2,000 pounds in that thing.
Could have told them that, hell, they're liable to try it.
I had nothing that big a compressor, so I said, we'll do all my compressor. Do I put 120 in it? And then I said, you better beat the guy all tired, all dry rod, of course. But I said, you know how much harder it's going to be to load this thing on this truck? Because it doesn't run, it doesn't roll.
Nickel power.
All I used to do is, what we would do is, each of us would get on the front, the light part, pick it up, set the two wheels on the tailgate, and then you just get another one, I used to do it together. You know, I'd get one side, he'd get the other. And we just, you grab it and you pick it up. Okay? And you just do it with 2 years. Dang, you can do it with a pain in the neck. They did it. I used to do it with an hour. I used to hate it. We used to go through his house, and one time I went with him, and it's down, long, and it was all the way in the yard. And I found the field, so he gave me a 2x4. I got 2x4. I'm picking the front of the tractor up with a 2x4, trying to haul that so you get the clip to get the stupid wheel back on the thing so we can get it up to the front to get it in the truck.
you have to make do with what you got sometimes, Al, whether you want to or not. I saw a guy down there in Greenwood. He had one of those I called it a crane in the back of his pickup truck. It had a little boom arm that swung around. Had a little electric winch on it. And I said, man, that'd be handy to have. And that would work perfect for what you were just talking about, loading that lawnmower.
Yeah, then, if you got ramps and you can push them up the ramps, it's not too bad. But of course, for the tires. And the thing is, these guys, they get holes in them and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? God, I gotta make sure I hold the key all the way down. Just make sure I hold the key down.
Oh well, that's the way it goes sometimes. But I'm glad you got it all taken care of, and you got it about half taken apart. If you're gonna have to, if you're gonna put a piston that's 40 over in it, I would imagine the easiest way to do it would be to pull that engine on out.
Pull it all the way down in case. I'm gonna pull it out. Yeah, I just kinda. I'll just measure the board and I'll order the parts for it. My friend up in is gonna get the parts, send them down. You just want to make sure the ignorance. Yeah, I'm just gonna go 30 over. I don't know if it's 10. I'm not gonna care. I'm just gonna go 30, and that's the last oversize, and that's it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. If it is no good, we'll just throw it out.
You go up to 30 over, and that's a lot going over, to be honest with you. But 30 over is not too terribly bad, but it'll still run if the valve train and everything else is in good shape. And I'm sure you'll check all that out before you put it all back together.
Two new valves, all new gaskets in it, get a carburetor rebuild kit, and a piston and rings. And that ought to do it in a rod.
That's except the crank.
Yeah, it wasn't really knocking yet, so I'll just get a standard rod for it. I just have a new one to take it apart. And then hopefully you got your code cleared and you got your, see if that solved your little skip.
Put it out, to be honest with you. I was working on it, and then it started raining, and I went down to Greenwood to the Ham Fest, and came back up, and then it's had one or two pretty days, and then it started raining again, and you know how it is. You got so many irons in the fire, you have to make hay while the sun shines sometimes. But I've been putting it off, but I'll get it taken care of.
Some real serious scratch. How's my signal in reverse? Do you still have a problem? Because I hear a lot of scratch. How bad is my signal in reverse?
I called on the repeater earlier, but you've got a little, getting a little noise in there with you. It's like you were on an HT and you moved from one location to another.
In reverse, when you go on the input repeater, how bad is it in reverse sound?
Reverse that time. I'll do it again.
If I can try to figure this, I think it's something down here getting into it. I don't know how it is in reverse. See what it sounds like in reverse. It'll tell us what's going on.
Pretty good there, Al. But like I said, there was a little bit of noise in there with you. I don't know what it was, but when you first started talking, you was clear as a bell.
Downstairs, something getting into the RF, into something. I don't know what it is. It's driving me crazy.
That's a short trip.
Just gets it. You know what I want to find out? I need to see if you can burn me a DVD, a disc with the question pool so I can. I got a DVD player around here, but I don't have here yet. I got to put those SIM cards through that computer. I guess you could use the cell phone company to give you enough good enough internet to use the computer with the SIM card for that Mac Mini. So I got a Mac Mini. Hopefully it'll work. I don't know. It's a good time to try it. But I'm just gonna make. I tell you what, it's funny too. I gotta put magnets on that toolbox drawers because those things, there's so much stuff in the drawers move. And every time I turn, I smack myself three times in the nose. I tell you, I had quite a week. It has been quite a week this week. About everything went wrong.
That'll box doors swinging open like that, messing with you. Especially because since you can't see them, you know, if they're standing open, you run into them with your leg, you're liable to knock a gash in your leg or put a knot on your head or something of that nature. So you just be careful.
Pretty funny story my old shop teacher did once. We used to call him Pop. Real cool guy. He worked a lot of petroleum and stuff. Worked with all kinds of glues and lacquer thinners, and the chemicals kind of beat him up. He drank alcohol too, of course, but it didn't matter. And one day I said, "Hey, Pop, wait up." So he said, "Well, you know, when you drop something, if you hit a ball, just go ahead and grab it." So I'll go grab it. Well, I started thinking to myself one day, I said, you know what he's going to do one day? He's going to drop something on the floor, a little screw or something, he'll find it. And he's going to whack his head right out of the box. And what did I do? I dropped a screw and whacked my head right smack out of the
box. My goodness. You're going to have to be careful there, young, and ain't no doubt about it. What else you got for us tonight, Al?
You got to do it that way. When you hear a fall, you got to go right at it. But you just kind of, it's a normal thing. It happens. The other funny one I had one, and I used to hate that, is if you get a car on the lift, you don't stop paying attention, and you don't, it's not all that wham. I've done that too. Everybody's done that.
Everybody's done it. I know I've done it, not paying attention. So, we're going to have to just start paying more attention and being a little more cautious.
I see you hear the scratch in there right now. I bet there's a scratch on my signal right now. Yep. All right, well, I'll scratch you, see if it still does. See if you hear it reverse now that it's doing it. Yep. Reverse as well?
Yep.
Something here. Some virus getting into it somehow. I don't know how. Well, alright. I'll say 73. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is. I'm telling you. So 73, I'm going to catch up with later. I think it's kind of funny, though. I mean, everybody does this stuff. I mean, everybody working at cars has done it more than once. So 73, Jack Boring, catch you later on. Have a good night. And what I wanted to ask you, though, is I wonder if anyone's grabbed H5D's call or AI4NX, because I want to see if I can get it some burnt and some of Burmese questions for a few discs. I'm thinking of studying for, I want to see if his call's been used, or either Mike or KJ4HYD, because I think I'm going to work on stuff just like Kevin did, either him or Mike would be the two people I would say. Two people I learn more than anybody else from, especially vacuum tube stuff. Either one of those two, I'll see which call is available.
Well, matter of fact, I could look that up for you, but it'll take a little bit. I'll have to do it tomorrow. I got some other stuff I got to do tonight. I still got to go outside and feed the big dogs. They ain't done that yet.
The coyotes, because, man, I'll tell you what, you get a pack of those things, and they're brutal.
I ain't too worried about them, because I'm going out to my backyard, and I got two German Shepherds back there. And if the coyotes come in the yard, there's going to be one heck of a fight. And I guess I'll be in the middle of it, because I'll be out there trying to protect my dogs.
We're supposed to be down here. Best thing to do is just shoot them all and be done with it.
Do that. You'd like to, but you can't quite do that.
Think about that. Here's the funny part about it. They're not supposed to be here. They were brought in from another state. They're not, as hell, they're not supposed to be here.
I think they were here a long time ago. We just didn't know it.
I didn't know they were.
The coyotes and wolves and all kinds of stuff been around here forever.
I didn't think coyotes were natural in Virginia, but okay, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, so 73s, and I guess I'm gonna make my summer, have my drink, get myself to bed.
Now I'm gonna get ready to close my eyes and check them for pinholes in just a little bit too.
Got four, like right there.
good evening. Take care, and we'll talk to you later. If we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. For comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS.
Four Allen's, he got portable.
Go ahead.
They was talking earlier about Winterfield Day. Anderson Radio Club, WB4LZT, KL7FO, is going to do a Winterfield Day on the 25th Saturday. Down there where they have their Summerfield Day at. Down there near the Civic Center down there, here on the 25th. I believe from what I heard them say, it's only going to be a Saturday event, but they are going to hold a Winterfield Day.
Well, there's a lot of folks that hold a Winterfield Day. But I guess it's all of them will be there at the same time on the 25th. But you say they're going to do it down there next to the Civic Center?
I heard them say over on 79 on the Anderson net for the past couple of weeks.
Well, I'll have to see if I can get down there to the Anderson net and find out what's going on about it. But appreciate you bringing that to us.
And from my understanding, you know, it always supposed to start at 2 p.m., and they're going to do it from whenever it starts to about dark, and then they'll take the stuff apart, and that'll be it for it down there. It's just going to be the one day.
It might not be but a one-day event. I don't know, Andy. I'll have to do some checking on that. I'm sure it's in the QST magazines I've got over here behind me. I'll have to look at that or go online and find out, when the Winterfield Day event's supposed to be and how long.
I've seen it in there specifically. And I know I've heard them say they're going to do it, and of course we heard them over at Tacoa say they're going to do it. And I've heard another group say somewhere back over toward Union, back over that way, Cherokee County, somewhere over there that they might do it. But other than them, they're the only ones I've heard that's said anything about doing it. But, you know, the way I believe things are done in regards to that, they've done it like the VHF, UHF contest, you know, you have it at various times of the year. Because back in 1933, when that first started, that was up in the Northeast. And the last weekend in June up the Northeast ain't quite like it is down here. The humidity gets to some people, you know, pretty rough too, and that don't help when it comes to getting people to go to field day events either. And as far as the animals goes, y'all was talking about earlier, up here I see any and everything, from wild hogs to bears to coyotes to wolves. You see it all up here.
Andy, like I was telling now, you know, them critters have been here for a long time, and they ain't just coming into the area now. But I don't doubt that you see all that up where you live, up in that area, because that's still a lot of native land up through there, and you know, it's not a lot of building and all that going on. There's a lot more than it used to be, but. It's still a lot less in most places.
I say up here in the park above me, up here they found them up there, and how they get them in those 30-foot holes, I don't know. But somehow they have a 30-foot hole up there, they get them in, and what they do with them then, I'm not really sure. But some of us think that maybe behind the scenes they take care of them, they kill them.
Andy, but I'm like you. I don't know how they get them in a 30-foot hole.
WB4DPP Clint. He works up there. And I heard him even say that one time on the radio up there. And how they get him in there, we assumed that somehow they used some kind of tranquilizer gun.
They probably have to do that. And that'd probably be the best way to do it, I would think. And, yeah, I hadn't heard her talk to Cliff in a long time. And how's he doing?
Here in recent months, he's had one knee surgery here right recently and had another one done about a year ago. So right about during this time of year, this year and last year, he's been having to have surgery done on his knee.
I don't have his phone number anymore that I know of, but used to have his phone number. I'd love to get in touch with him and talk to him again. I may look his email address up and see if I can get in touch with him that way.
Well, like I said, if you can't get a hold of him that way, if you ever happen to be up here at the park, especially during the summer months when they got to have, so to speak, all hands on board, you'll find him up there because he's in charge of maintenance up here at the park.
I know that, but that's real good information to know, too.
I mentioned something that about the Winter Field Day park that I've heard others discussing going on. My only problem is if it was here real, real close to me, I might go and attend for a few bits, but with my diabetes the way it is and all, I at this time of year too, I just ain't going to make that long a trip just to go for a field, even a winter field day, because I never know about my blood sugar. But back to you, KI4LZI Portal.
I appreciate you talking with us a little bit, and thanks for coming in and telling us about that. I hadn't heard Well, I hadn't been on the Anderson net, so I didn't know that they were going to run a winter field day. But I have to get on there and find out where they're going to be and what time they're going to do set up and all that. Got something to do this Saturday, and so that'll take care of this Saturday. And then the next Saturday is the 25th, so maybe I'll ride down there. Then again, maybe I won't, depending on how cold it is. I'm like you. I ain't going to ride that far if I don't have to just to get cold.
How's the guy portable? Well, the thing is, my blood sugar varies all over the place, and at least during the summer months, you got more daylight time, and they really don't want me driving anymore. You know, any real, real long distance, way my blood sugar varies. But here right now, during this winter field day thing, that down there at Anderson's the closest thing. So I probably won't be attending, but I'll let others know about it. KI4LZI Portal.
I'm glad you came in there and told us about that. And sorry that you can't drive because of your blood sugar, but I understand that. And it's not that you don't want to go or people are worried about you hurting yourself. It's maybe it's hurting somebody else. So that's the main thing. We don't want nothing to happen to you, but we don't want you to hurt, you know, get out there and get hurt or maybe hurt somebody else in the process. So you got a good head on your shoulders, Andy. Ain't no doubt about it. But appreciate you talking to us and telling us about that this evening. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. And a good evening, what's left of this one. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Do we have any additional check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, I'd been on the phone and I just got off and I caught the tail end of that conversation. When are they having that winter field day?
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's going to be the 25th of this month. Anderson Club is going to do it, according to Andy and Tony, W4DOS down in Livonia, said that the Toccoa people are going to do it the 25th. Andy said they were going to be down there next to the Civic Center, I think, in Anderson.
I got two brand new tents back here that I've never put up, just waiting on the reason. Thank you, Gary. I'll check in with Andersonette and get more info. Thank you, Gary. K4OAM, be clear on your final, Gary.
Hello. Glad we could help you out that much. So you take care, and we'll talk to you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Mr. Roberts, you ready for the net report?
AWR 8RW ready and waiting, sir.
Please copy my routine number 3, Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for the 15th of January, 2020. From my station to yours, I had 58 check-ins and 3 pieces of traffic. I'll copy, over.
SWR 8RW, message 3 in the log for 15 January 2020. 58 check-ins, 3 pieces of traffic. Gary, thank you so much. Please say hi to Miss Joy. Tomorrow night, I will be back with Third Thursday Questions. Hope everybody comes by and joins me for that. We got a couple of interesting topics that I think you will enjoy. 73, Gary, WR 8RW.
Look forward to hearing you tomorrow night, and you and Miss Deborah have a good evening, what's left of it. We will talk to you a little bit later. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're doing thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Robert a good dose of check-ins and see what he's got planned for Third Thursday Questions. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.